This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Morning. It is Tuesday, December the 10th of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are at our studios, live in downtown Wausau, at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies, temperature of 27 degrees, and 27 may not sound that great, but it's going to be the best we see for a little while because the temperatures are going to fall. I think this is as warm as it's going to be today. It's going to warm through, I should say cool throughout the day, get really cool then through tomorrow into tomorrow night, frigid on Thursday into Thursday night, and then things will start to warm up again as well after that as we get to the weekend. We will get all the details. We could get a little bit of snow. We'll see. I think at this point we would like to see a little bit of snow. We'll find out as we are joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, at 8:21 this morning. Also, we'll talk a little bit about the continuing progress being made in terms of Wausau School District's Elementary Task Force, which has shared goals for the school district with the Wausau School Board yesterday. We're going to talk about what they told the school board yesterday, where we may be going from here. In fact, yesterday I had reached out to the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. He's been on the program recently, and I asked him about coming back on the show, and he said he would be more than happy to. Just wanted to wait here until after the meeting last night and then to hear some response from administration and get a little bit more information. So at the end of this week, I will be contacting Mr. Boucher again, and hopefully sometime, maybe next week, we'll be able to get him on to get the perspective from the president of the school board on what has happened, where we are now, what will be going forward with the Perhaps some consolidation and a different feel for the Wausau School District within their elementary schools. So we'll talk a little bit about what the elementary task force shared last night and more today on the program, but I wanted to let you know that we are working on getting guests involved as well to talk about this issue as we continue to have these issues pop up. Of course, in the last couple of years, there was a lot of talk concerning potential consolidation at the middle school, junior high, and senior high school levels. In fact, for a time, there was the plan that was approved to have Wausau West and Wausau East high schools consolidated into one again, which we saw here in Wausau up until the early 1970s. Then the board reversed that, and we are staying with the two high schools here in the community. And then the board and the district turned their attention to perhaps some consolidation within the elementary schools. And again, an elementary task force has been working on these issues, and they gave some recommendations. And coming up a little bit later on in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, we will be talking about some of the ideas that have been put forth by this task force. So stick around for that. And also, if you're somebody that would like to chime in, have your opinion be heard on this issue or any issue, you can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. When we get into that topic, I would love to know what you think, whether or not the ideas that the elementary task force that we'll talk about are good ones or not good ones. Do you want to see something different? Do you want to see things remain the same? We'll definitely be open to hearing the thoughts of you out there in the community that will be affected the most by the any changes within the Wausau School District. And you can also text us or call us by using your Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the app yet, now is a great time to do that because we are in the midst of another Text to Win contest. In fact, it started yesterday, and you have a chance to win four times a day, either $100 cash or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. We are going through this another opportunity for you to win. It is the grown-up gift list, and it's not for the kids. These are for the adults. Some great prizes. We'll have 8 grand prize winners at the end of our 2 weeks. We're doing this week, Monday through Friday, and next week, Monday through Friday. But the only way to win is using the Civic Media app to text in the keyword. And just last hour, if you were tuned in to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, you heard the word for the last hour was red, R-E-D. It's too late now. You have to text it in by the end of that hour. And so I can say it out loud here and not get into trouble with my bosses or anything like that. But again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, obviously you want it to win the prizes four times a day and then the grand prize at the end. But also you can listen live wherever you are. We have our primary stream. Also, we have sports streams. And in fact, tonight we have 2 games. We have the Wausau West hockey team taking on Stevens Point live here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. But also tonight we have high school girls basketball as Marathon takes on Newman Catholic. The game time has been moved up from 7:15 until 6 p.m. Tom Weaver will be over at the Newman Catholic Gym, and you can hear that game on the Sports 2 stream at WXCO.FM. If you go to WXCO.FM in the upper left-hand part of the screen, you'll see the primary stream, Sports 2, and Sports 3. All you have to do is click on Sports 2 at 5:45 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the opening tip, and you'll be able to hear Tom Weaver with the call at WXCO.FM, but you can also tune in on the Civic Media app on our 98.9 WXCO page of the app. There's a primary stream and a Sports 2 stream and a Sports 3 stream. So, again, if you're a fan of Newman Catholic or Marathon in high school basketball and you want to hear that game live tonight, the only way to do it is through the app or on the website, WXCO.FM. But, again, four times a day, 7 a.m., 11 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. hour, and 4 p.m. hour, you have a chance to win Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Statewide contest. All you have to do is text the keyword each hour to the app and then be able to perhaps win $100 cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells each hour. And then every time that you enter, the more times you enter, the more chances you have to win one of the grand prizes in the Grown Up Gift List. There will be 8 different grand prize winners at the end of the contest. So, again, the more you play, the better chance you have to win. So, get the app. All you have to do is go to your app store, search out Civic Media, and then you'll have an opportunity to win. Oh, I should mention as well, coming up later in the show, we will have a discussion that myself and Jeff Gress had with a very terrific young man from Wausau West High School, outstanding student, but also a great athlete, Bennett Mattson. He's a senior. He was an outstanding performer during the football season. He's a terrific performer now during the boys' basketball season. He's a guy that has nearly 4.0 grade point average, just a real personable young man as well. And we had a chance to talk to him, and we'll hear that conversation coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. So a lot on the plate. And one thing we always have on the plate as well is our daily history lesson at the end of the program. During that segment, we talk about some famous events that occurred on this date in history. We talk about some celebrity birthdays. We talk about some days that are acknowledged here on this 10th day of December, but we also finish up with our number for the day quiz. And we put the spotlight on our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh, during that part of the show. And right now we introduce Ian to all of you. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad. You know, my mom was telling me about the number of the day yesterday. Is that...
Was she second-guessing you?
No, she knew the answer because she actually saw that story on the news a few days ago.
Hey, so if you're informed, it can help you win.
Absolutely.
With the number for the day.
Very important.
So, dog, she should have had a little... You should have an earpiece with mom there to help you yesterday.
That would have been nice, though. Would that be cheating?
But again, at the end of the show, we give Ian three different choices to for the number for the day. Mm-hmm. Based on the math, we give 33% is what he should get based on guessing.
Yes.
So if it's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If it's below 33%, it's a failing grade. We prefer, though, we have a winning week where you get more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5. His all-time best week is 4 out of 5, and yet another week we'll have to wait to try to get that perfect 5 out of 5.
It is out there. I know it is.
You feel it, right? Someday it's going to happen, right?
I can feel it. It's going to happen. I just have to work for it.
Well, I got to tell you, you never just throw out an answer. I can always see the gears turning as I give you the choices. You try to put it together.
No, I try not to take a wild guess anymore. I try to do a little more thinking.
You certainly do a lot of thinking. Sometimes I think you do too much thinking, but at the same time, you just try to put all the pieces together and try to get it right. So we'll look forward to that coming up as well a little bit later on in the program.
You know, when you say the words elementary task force, that sounds like a school for superheroes, kind of. Kind of like a task force that protects the junior superheroes.
There you go. Well, maybe. Yeah, we'll talk about the elementary task force coming up. Maybe there are some superheroes on that one. Also, something I want to talk about later in the program. I was listening to the top of the hour news at 7 o'clock, and I was getting ready for work. And the three top stories were the arrest of the person that killed the health insurance executive. Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel facing charges. He's in a courtroom. And what was the third one? Oh, man, I got to go back. Oh, and Donald Trump has a number of his appointments on Capitol Hill trying to talk to senators who have to approve these picks. Mm-hmm. And I have sort of a thread that I wanted to go through those three stories about where we are as a society right now. We're going to do that a little bit later on as well. So I might get into a little deep thinking here, try to delve a little bit deeper into some of these headline stories and maybe what they do have in common a little bit later on in the program as well. But before we do any of that, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa. Make sure you have your winter weather kit ready in your vehicle because we are going to get some very, very cold weather coming up. We'll get all the details from Brittany coming up in 2 minutes. The time is almost 8:19. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
To her.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies here in downtown Wausau, temperature 27 degrees, but as I said earlier, enjoy it, because this is as warm as it's going to get, apparently, as we get set for some very cold weather for the middle towards the end portion of this weekend. To get all the details on the weather forecast and more, we are very happy to welcome back to the program our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing?
Doing good. Before we actually start about the weather, I got to let you know, and I was going to tell you before we went on the air, but I forgot, and I want to make sure you know about this before you disconnect after the after our segment together. But yesterday I got back from grabbing a bite to eat at lunchtime, and I checked our mailbox, and in the mailbox was a piece of mail. It looks like a Christmas card addressed to Brittany Merlot.
So
you better stop on by here to the studio, because there is a Christmas card, I think, waiting for you.
Address
to you.
Thank you.
I didn't see my name on there. I didn't see Ian's name on there. It was Brittany Merlot.
I'll share it with all. Happy holidays to everyone.
But no jealousy here. That's terrific. It's wonderful that the folks out there are tuned in. And so I just want to let you know, make sure you get that piece of mail before, you know, we actually get to Christmas time. And I think yesterday, if I wasn't mistaken, didn't we say it was like Christmas card day, Ian? I think it was something about that. I think
we did. Yesterday was National Christmas card day.
Yeah, so that was ironic that it arrived in our mailbox on National Christmas Card Day. So
that Christmas is ironic and awesome. I appreciate it so much. And here I am with the Grinch up in my room. You see that?
Yes. And actually, it was funny. It was Saturday morning. I was here at the station, and I was walking downtown, you know, heading towards the 400 block, and there was a Grinch, somebody dressed in a very high quality Grinch outfit. I don't know whether or not it was through one of the businesses, but it was not one of those bad. It was actually a really good Grinch outfit, and I saw this little boy that was standing looking up, and it was almost like trying to figure it all out. But you could have had the real Grinch if you were here downtown on Saturday morning.
Oh, that is awesome. I want the real Grinch to come forth. I want a picture with the Grinch. That sounds amazing.
Exactly. But no. Well, and the thing about that guy in the Grinch outfit, it looked nice and warm. And I think he's going to want that nice and warm Grinch outfit for the next few days, isn't he?
Maybe he'll be out there on Thursday then, just strutting his stuff all warm while
toasty.
We are bundled up freezing. Oh,
but
gosh.
This weather is
going to take a turn.
Is this as warm as it's going to be today?
Yep. We already are at our high temperatures right now in those upper 20s. We're going to slowly fall. So pretty much hovering right here in the upper 20s for a good chunk of the day. By tonight, we'll fall to the teens. So tomorrow morning, it'll be a little crisp out there. But by the afternoon, that cold front pushes in, winds get feisty, and we plummet sub-zero. So falling to some negative digits by early Thursday morning, and then on Thursday, only making it to the single digits. A high of 6 degrees, plus winds at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. On top of that, it is going to be feeling like near negative 20 at times. I made a post on social media. It was like, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. And it's so true. I mean, we can hide in the heat, but man, it's going to be leaking through those windows. Some areas are definitely going to see some possibly water main breaks. I mean, this is that kind of weather.
I saw as well that Granite Peak is open for the season. And
they are.
Obviously, the cold weather is going to help as they continue to make snow. Will Mother Nature make any snow? I saw on some of the forecasts, the midway through the week, maybe some snow later towards the weekend. What are your models telling you in terms of snow? Is it going to be any significant amount of snow in our area in the next few days?
Nothing too crazy. I think tomorrow morning we'll get a quick half an inch to maybe an inch. That'll push on out of here pretty quickly. And then Friday night and into Saturday, we could get 1 to 3 inches of snowfall there. So by the end of the week, maybe pushing 4 inches or so. And then there's another system still out ahead right before Christmas that wants to come here for us as well. But that one's a little too far out to give you totals and a definite answer. But this week, 2 shots. Yep. Tomorrow morning, maybe winding down by the afternoon, and then Friday night and into Saturday. That one's a little bit bigger. But the cold,
that
lake effect, I'll tell you, have you ever seen that sea smoke out on the Great Lakes?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's going to be turning on for tomorrow, Thursday. It's going to be beautiful. But it's also going to be pumping another foot of snow towards Hurley. So just up to the north of us, they're going to get about 2 to 5 inches tomorrow while we just get an inch or so.
It's a start.
Yes.
It's a start here to get some snow out there. I know, again, you're somebody that likes to get out there on the snowshoes and stuff like that. So it's a start. We need to get in that right direction. But
better than last year so far, right?
But again, as well, you always talk about make sure that if you're doing any traveling, say Wednesday night, Thursday night, make sure you're prepared for trouble. Have that emergency weather kit, correct?
Absolutely. That is not a situation that you want to be stranded on the side of the road without supplies. I have a thick sleeping bag in my car right now. I've got the cat litter too, just in case there's a slick and slippery situation and I'm stuck in some snowfall somewhere. Even a collapsible shovel, I have that as well. All of these things are very important. Jumper cables, a battery charger, stuff like that. Maybe even a battery power bank for you and your phone, just in case you don't have power in your car. But a lot of batteries with this cold weather aren't going to be cranking over. So check that out, too, before it hits.
Absolutely. Well, again, thanks for all that information. Make sure you get by here at some point to get that Christmas card, because we don't want sitting around. but thanks a lot, Brittany. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks, Chad. Bye, guys.
That is our Brittany Merlot again. Joins us every weekday here on 98.9 WXCO at 8:21. We'll talk about that elementary school task force that made some presentations to the WASA school board and a committee of the board last night. Coming up after an information update, coming up next. Overcast and 27 degrees right now in downtown WASA. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:36, 27 degrees under overcast skies. Just heard a promo for the Big High School Sports Show tomorrow night. We'll have another edition of the program. It's going to be a bit of a different kind of program because Jeff Gress is unavailable. So coming in as my co-host will be Wausau West hockey coach B.J. Brandt. And we will have some special guests. We're going to be talking a lot of hockey this week. We'll talk some basketball as well, but it's a huge hockey week because, as I mentioned earlier tonight, a big one for the Warriors against Stevens Point, 6:50 airtime here on 98.9 WXCO. And then, of course, on Thursday and Saturday of this week, it's the Marathon Cup. And for years and years and years and years, I've loved going to the Marathon Cup. I remember going to the Marathon Cup when I was a student at DC Everest. I went back then. It was at Marathon Park. This was before Green Heck Fieldhouse had been built. And this tournament has always been a great get-together during the holiday season where a lot of folks come back. All the schools from our area in Marathon County are part of this tournament. That's why they call it the Marathon Cup. Mm-hmm. You got Wausau West, you got DC Everest, you got Mosinee, and you got East Merrill United. And it's always a fantastic event. And the teams also do a lot of good work. They have a charity drive, a food drive, to raise money and raise food for those who are needy this time of year. The competition there to see who can do the most. Nice. And it's just a wonderful event. And Thursday night, the semifinals will be Wausau West taking on Mosinee at 5:30. We'll have the game right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then on Saturday, in the second semifinal on Thursday, will be East Merrill United against DC Everest. And then on Saturday, they'll have the consolation round and the championship round as well. So as part of that big week of hockey in the Marathon Cup, we're going to kind of focus a lot on that on Wednesday night's big high school sports show. Plus, we will have some special guests. We usually have one student-athlete guest. This week, we're going to double it up. We're going to have two student-athlete guests.
There you go.
As we will be joined by Tyler Bars. He is Mosinee's leading scorer so far this season. He'll be with us at 7:06. And also from the Central Wisconsin Storm, Gabby Heiser will be with us at about 7:25. And, of course, Coach B.J. Brandt is with us. I think we're gonna have one other guest, which we haven't confirmed yet, so I won't say anything. So big show tomorrow night, 6 till 8, big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO.
Stay tuned for that should be a good show.
It should be. And speaking of schools and the like, last night the Wausau school board heard from their superheroes, the Wausau Elementary Task Force. They've been working on recommended changes to the elementary schools. And they've had 9 different meetings. This group has been working very hard on this project.
Okay.
And they've made some recommendations. There's not been any decisions made. We still are just in the process.
What are the recommendations?
But the findings were presented last evening to the board.
Okay.
And some of the recommendations include Hewitt Texas Elementary closing and shifting to Riverview Elementary, Hawthorne Hills Elementary closing and shifting to John Marshall and Franklin Elementaries, Hawthorne Hills 4K Academy shifting to Riverview Elementary, Grant Elementary closing and shifting to Thomas Jefferson Elementary, Thomas Jefferson's 4K Academy would shift to Lincoln Elementary. Lincoln Elementary closes and is repurposed into a 4K Academy. Lincoln's K-5 grades shift to G.D. Jones Elementary, and Jones's 4K Academy shifts to Lincoln. And again, just to sort of underline what this task force is, it's an advisory group. This was a group that was put together to look at some of the issues and make recommendations. Now, they've presented some of the ideas to the board, and the board will work on it. The administration will work on it. And one of the members of the task force, Mark Roffers, was quoted on a story on WSAW.com that the task force found several issues within the school district. One of the interesting aspects that came to, you know, really caught my eye said that there are over 1,100 empty desks spread throughout the 13 Wausau elementary schools. And Roffer said, he's an urban planner, by the way. He said, we did projections as part of this work and projected that number would grow to about 1,300 by the year 2027 if there were no changes to the Wausau elementary school system. And he also said that maintaining educational opportunities, minimizing the impact on students, keeping students in close proximity to their respective schools are three of the big goals the task force has been striving for throughout this process. And he said also that one aspect is the aging of some of the elementary school buildings. And as I mentioned, some of the proposed changes, one of which talked about Grant Elementary closing. And that's actually interesting because recently I drive past Grant sometimes, and I've noticed, and it's actually one of the things I like driving past it, because it is an older elementary school. You can tell it's a very old school. You can see it by driving past it, and there's something I find comforting about that, but at the same time it obviously does have a lot of issues as well, being a very old elementary school. So again, I think that's not the only one here in Wausau that is in that situation. A number of the older schools, and the maintenance needs, the cost of maintenance needs is something that the task force spoke about last night as well. And Roffer said that if you summed up all of the deferred maintenance needs over the next 10 years, you'd come up with a pretty big number across those 13 buildings. That's what he told the board during his presentation. And he said that attendance numbers could be drawn up fairly logically. And, of course, whenever you talk about closing schools, and I think we saw some of this discussed as well when the proposed merging of the two high schools occurred, is you don't want kids to have to go too far. That's one of the key aspects of the whole idea of neighborhood schools, is that
some kids don't always take a school bus, or they don't have rides. They walk to school because it's, you know, it's closer for them.
And the
fact that those, you know, those schools could possibly close and you combine with a different school that's much further away, well, that would be like a very inconvenient job for the kids, and likewise for the parents as well, who probably have to drive them there.
And obviously, I think after some of the pushback during the discussions of the high schools, that the task force is aware of this, that the school board and the administration is also aware of this. And Roffers told the board during his presentation last night that the logical attendance numbers and the movement that has been looked at and proposed would continue to allow all students to be within 2 miles of their new schools. And Roffers also said this project, and again, I think it's something that's important to underline, is the project is in its early stages. And says that the Wausau School District is not alone, because a lot of schools, not just here in Wisconsin, but throughout the country, are dealing with some of the enrollment issues that Wisconsin and Wausau is. He said that La Crosse is closing schools, Oshkosh closing, Green Bay. He says he thinks it's closing 6 schools. So, again, this is not something that is unique to Wausau. And as you look forward, again, I think a lot of this has to do with maybe the cost involved in terms of trying to maintain these schools. That's, again, a big factor in it as well. And
that brings up another good point that, you know, if these schools are closed, what's going to happen to the buildings themselves?
Well, and
would they be a repurpose of something else, or will you tear them down?
That's also a question I think that needs to be talked about. The task force was supposed to meet on December 18th and supposed to take action on this project, but that meeting's been postponed. No replacement date has been set for it yet. And the next meeting, we'll discuss the project further with more data given by the elementary task force. And the Wausau School District will likely announce when that is this evening. So, I've reached out to the school board president, Jim Boucher, and had contact with him about coming on and talking about where we are in this project. Absolutely. He said just hold off a little bit here in terms of letting this week's process continue. And then at the end of the week, I'll reach out to him and hopefully maybe even next week be able to have him hand and go a little bit deeper into this, where we are with this within this project. And also, one thing I want to do as well is actually start at the beginning. Where did the impetus for all this begin? And maybe just try to educate the folks a little bit and try to put the map together on where we started, where we are now, where we're going to be going as well in the future, because I think this is, again, a project that's been talked about, and it's probably just one project of a number that this school district and other school districts have to keep an eye on as well. So as soon as I know when the school board president will be able to join us, I will pass that along to you, so make sure everybody is aware of that and when he joins us here on the program.
I mean, I understand what the task force is trying to do. You know, I'm trying to combine these schools to get the attendance higher for some of the classes, but another issue that should probably be taken into consideration is the fact that, you know, a lot of these kids are very comfortable in their current schools, and if they get put into a different school, a different building with different kids, there's going to be a little bit of that, you know, adjustment period, because they're not used to it. I mean, they go to a different building. They won't have the same classmates as they used to, because they'll be combined with other classes. And just that whole, you know, social anxiety and the adjustment period is something that needs to be taken into consideration as well, because I know how that feels. I had to go through that every time I went to a different school. After I went to elementary school, went to middle school, and then junior high, you know, I had a little bit of adjustment as well. So I think that's something that needs to be considered by the task force as well.
I'm sure it is. I really do think that is, because that often is one of the major, I would call it, complaints.
The changes are very hard for kids.
Absolutely. But at the same time, I think those numbers that talk about the number of empty desks and the empty space, because you're still paying for that. I mean, you're still paying for the maintenance. You're still paying for a lot of the heating and the cost involved in that as well. So, again, the numbers have to work. And I think as well, the educational environment has to work as well for these kids and for the staffing and everything else. So, again, it's a continuing story. It's one that we'll keep an eye on. And, again, we'll get Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher and others on this program to talk about it as this process continues as well. The time is 8:49. It is Tuesday morning. Overcast, 27 degrees. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
When it serves the community, WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show, if you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. And when they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Again, you can join us if you have any thoughts on the elementary school task force, anything we were talking about in the last segment. If there's something out there you would like to talk about as well, feel free to let us know. You can call or text at 715-382-9297. That's 715 382-9297 to join us here on the program. And again, you can also use your Civic Media app to call or text, and make sure you don't forget to keep on listening all day long. As this week and next week, we are giving you a chance to win. It is the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Your first chance today was during Pat Kreitlow's show at 7 o'clock, during the 7 o'clock hour. The next opportunity will be coming up with Jane Matinere at 11 o'clock. Then with Todd Alba during the 1 o'clock hour, and finally with Dom Salvia at 4 o'clock, a chance to listen in. They will give you the keyword for the hour, and then you'll need to use the Civic Media app to text that one in. And each hour, it's either a $100 cash prize that will be given away, or a overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. And winner every time that we play. So 4 times a day, 20 times a week, 40 times for the entire contest. And of course, so whenever you enter, whether it's like every hour, every day, every one of those entries will then be part of the final drawing. We have a computer program. It's not done where everybody writes down a name on a piece of paper and then we draw it. No, there's a computer program there. Everybody that sends in an entry is part of the drawing, and we have 8 grand prize winners in the grown-up gift list contest, and that will be drawn at the end of the contest a week from Friday. So again, make sure you tune in Monday through Friday this week and next week, 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 p.m., 4 p.m. for the statewide grown-up gift list text to win contest with Civic Media.
And don't forget that it's not the same keyword every hour and every day. Hey, the keyword in the first, during Up North News was a red.
Yep.
It's the only time it can be used. But now that, since the show is over, that keyword is no longer valid.
Yeah, the
so
way.
When you listen at the 11 o'clock hour, it's going to be a different keyword.
The way the contest works is our host near the beginning of the hour gives that keyword, and you have until the end of the hour at 59 minutes and 59 seconds.
So set your stopwatches.
Yeah, to get it in. Once we get to the top of the next hour, then that keyword is dead. It will not work. The computer, again, the program has set for the end of the hour. So if you send it at 1 minute after the top of the hour, it will not be part of the drawing. So make sure you do that and win $100 or win that overnight getaway during the hourly prize. And then, of course, win the grand prize package coming up at the end. I got to say, I'm a traditionalist. And, of course, the Packers are getting set to play in Seattle. Another night game, the third of 4 in a row. And actually, it could be 5 in a row. I think
Sunday,
that's
right?
That's yep,
a Sunday night
this
game?
This one is Sunday night. Yep, they'll play Sunday night this week. They'll play Monday night after that against the Vikings. And it looks like perhaps, I mean, I should say against the Saints on Christmas week. But it's looking like then in the next to last week that we could see another night game, because the Packer-Viking game, I think, is a pretty good position to be flexed as well. So it could be 5 consecutive night games for the Packers. But the Packers are teasing right now that they may bring back their all-white uniforms for this Sunday's game, with the white helmet, the white jerseys, the white pants, one of their alternate jerseys.
That'll be interesting if it snows, and then you really can't see them.
That's right.
It'd be like camouflage.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right there. But the Packers wore the all-white uniforms back on October 20th against the Houston Texans, and they pulled out the win with a 45-yard field goal by Brandon McManus on the last play of the game. The NFL has a rule that you can wear your alternate uniforms 3 times, and the Packers wore the all-white one time. The Packers also had their all-green uniform. They had green jerseys.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, green pants against Detroit on November the 3rd. So if they wear the all-white uniforms this week, it would be the final time they could do it this year.
Oh.
But I think the Packers' normal uniforms are one of the best in the league. I think they're fantastic. I think the yellow gold pants that they wear with the white jerseys on the road and the green jerseys at home.
Yeah, I like the colors too.
With the normal helmet, I just think those are the best. So some teams, I actually like their alternate uniforms better. My favorite one actually for the alternates are the New England Patriots, because when I was growing up, they had these previous uniforms where they had the Pat Patriots on the helmet, this Patriot guy, and they had the red jerseys and the white pants. I just thought they were much more sharp than the ones they have now. But for the Packers, I think the old standbys are still the way to go. But we'll see. Packers, I think, are pretty much letting it out of the bag that they're going to be wearing the all-white Sunday night against Seattle in another significant game, which will be on Sunday Night Football.
Should be a very good game.
Yep, it sure will be. I think it right now, if the playoffs started today, the Packers would be playing Seattle. So this could be a playoff preview as well.
Ooh.
We got another hour to go. We will have a news update, information update here at the top of the hour, and then Ian and I will be back for another big hour. Big Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.